Hello,
Pastor Deborah here, and welcome. We're beginning another wonderful episode, part of our wonderful book, The Spiritual Multitudes, volume number 3, Agape Love, The Greatest Gift. We have been working through that, and we are now in the section of prayers, petitions to a lovely and loving Heavenly Father to help set us free so that we can be like these white lights, bursting forth with righteousness, that means lawfulness, to Him and His laws, and that we are born again and we come up out of darkness and ignorance and slavery to sin and lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and the pride of life. And that we are free, everything and everyone that would cause us to sin against this agape love. Welcome. I am Pastor Deborah of Agape Love, Love is Here's Global Spiritual Teaching Ministry here on YouTube. YouTube's channel, The Hidden Kingdoms, is a global network of other channels on YouTube. For children of all ages is for you too. And the Light of Love channel. And we're beginning YouTube shorts for you. Hopefully maybe one every other day, something like that. Just quick little questions to you. Now also, Agape Love has gone to Rumble and it's teaching those on Rumble how to be spiritual warfare people with their mouths, their voices, their words, even their backgrounds and their appearance, teaching that we are in a spiritual war, a war against agape love, the greatest gift, a war of two kingdoms and two realms, two worlds. I'm teaching so they can become officers, leaders in this war of agape love. They don't even know who their adversary is. So that is the purpose of the Rumble channel. You go check it out. But here in the Spiritual Multitudes, it was an audiobook. I wrote it out. I've recorded it. I have a volume 1 and a volume 2. They're in a different format. We're using a motion video from Pixabay with no green screen behind me. So my hand can disappear. Strange things can happen around my hair. I might look fuzzy to you. The words that I'm going to put up over here and above me might get fuzzy. If they are, just close your eyes and listen. I also podcast this particular show out to its own podcast show called Audiobooks. It's on many different free platforms. So you get the audio just by listening. Mm-hmm. So welcome. Welcome. And while I'm recording to you, I have another video being premiered on the YouTube channel right now. But I need to record a little bit because I'm trying to work well into 2023 for you. So here in this Spiritual Multitudes book, volume number 3, Agape Love, The Greatest Gift, number 40, we're going to pick up in our prayer petition section. We are praying to this loving Heavenly Father to help us, because we discovered through the other parts of the book, we had some issues. We have some things that we need to be free of, delivered from. So we are working through some prayers, and we're going to pick up in those. But first, let's welcome everybody here to the Garden of Eden, spiritually. It's a place on planets, on your earth and ours, where your forever person, your spirit part of you, the eternal part of you, can come. Once your physical body gives way to death, however that happens, even in the womb, hopefully, you will go on up to heaven, to the kingdom, the land, the territory of heaven, high in the third heaven itself. Mm-hmm. Many of you, though, will go down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's called hell, Hades, Tartarus, and I'll come get you, because you need to hear the word of forgiveness for you, that somebody loves you, that you don't have to stay in that mess and be tortured by the enemy of agape love and freedom. We see his work a lot out here right now in wars, lies, deception, perversions of truth and words and culture, and serving other gods besides agape love. So you are welcome here. You're still alive here in the Garden of Eden. Does it look like this sometimes? Sometimes it's just, you can't even explain it. There's singing flowers, talking trees. The animals talk to us. There's light, there's beauty, there's mountains. It is a gorgeous place for your forever person. It's the place of the pleasure and delight and the presence of agape love himself. Yes, agape love is a he who is both a father and a mother. That's right. He's a king of the garden. He created it. He watches over it. Did you know there's a flaming sword and a mighty cherubim, an angel, out front of the entrance to protect it from evil and evil things? So welcome to teaching time with Pastor Deborah. May. Let's open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in the garden, for our forever persons, no matter where or what condition our physical bodies are in. Thank you for drawing us to you, to hear your words of spirit and life, and to continue helping us as we desire to be free, born again, and no longer in bondage to things we know nothing of, to things that have held us down in our thoughts, that have corrupted us, that have held our spirit in darkness and ignorance, unable to worship you, unable to know you as Father and Mother. Thank you, Father, for hearing our continued prayers and petitions for freedom. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, we're beginning episode number 40. When we finish this book, I have other books that we will begin. Wonderful books. I wrote, did you know I was set at home by this wonderful God of agape love for years? And I said, what am I going to do? Couldn't go to church. Couldn't work. Couldn't be on any committees. Couldn't volunteer in the community. He said, right. And he gave me a memory of a young man, Martin Luther, back in Germany, when he had challenged the Catholic Church with his 95 theses. Well, there was a king in Germany that loved him, wanted to protect him, and he kidnapped him and put him in his castle. And there Martin Luther stayed for 2 years by himself. Couldn't go outside the walls. What did he do? He translated the Bible, which was in Latin at that time, into German, so the average and common German could read what had been hidden away by the Catholic Church in Latin. And only those who had went to school and studied Latin could read it. See, the Catholic Church at that time didn't believe the average citizen, the commoners, or even the kings of nations were worthy of reading the Bible in their language. They thought they were just children and they would misinterpret it. So they needed an interpreter, the priest, who spoke Latin. All the masses were in Latin. Nobody knew what was being said. That's why all the picture windows, the stained glass, They were trying to show pictures with sunshine and the beauty of that kingdom. So Martin Luther was kidnapped by this king, stayed in a castle, and wrote and translated the Bible into German language. So I said to myself, if Martin Luther could do that and be content, work for the Lord, and write, I could do it also. So I did. And books came out. Stories were written down. Yeah. Very little contact with people outside my home. I wrote. I printed. And out came many, many books. The Spiritual Multitudes of Volume 1, 2, and 3. Or just some of them. So thank you, Father, for putting me in the castle called home for 2 years or more to write so they could now experience and know what was taught to me, what was showed to me, so they could be free themselves. Thank you. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. We're going to pick up, as I said, in part number 40, and we had been working through some prayers, so let's begin. Dear Heavenly Father, please set me and my family spiritually free from all spiritual strongholds and their strongmen. That helps us to understand right there. There are spiritual things that hold us in bondage. Strongholds, walled defenses. And there are strong men, spiritual things, that are protecting those walls. If you study a lot back in the medieval days about castles and towers, how they protected what the king and what was inside, or cities and villages, you will see the defenses, and you'll see the people protecting. Father, these spiritual strongmen and their strongholds, they speak spiritual words to me of death and hopelessness and hate and jealousy and revenge and unforgiveness and bitterness. And they speak to my children and grandchildren. They talk to us, Father, in schools, through politicians, through the judges and the policemen. They talk to us through social activists, world leaders, governments. These demonic, spiritual strongmen, their job, Father, I know now, is to spiritually hold me in their spiritual captivity as their captive to sin, to laws that transgress you, thus keeping me as a slave to sin and its sting of spiritual death, spiritual separation from you and your agape love, from your joy, your peace, your hope, your healing, your kingdom of heaven, your pleasure and delight, and from your sweet presence. Therefore, I am not able to be one with you, a child of yours in good standing, a righteous citizen of the kingdom of heaven, as you desire for me to be and my family, fully baptized into your words of spirit and life, I can't be, fully emerged as one spirit with you, for I am emerged and one with another spirit. Father, you have taught me your new math of 1 + 1 = 1. You plus me equals 1. Help me to get there, Father. I have also learned, Father, that these strongholds of Satan and his strong man, demonic spirits, they bring and offer me only spiritual death, separation from you and your excellency, you and your healing. And they cannot provide the spiritual victories that you desire for me, Lord. Freedom to choose. Father, these spiritual strong men and their strong walls of defenses, they bring spiritual death to me of your spiritual purposes that you have laid out for me since Genesis 1:26-28, where you called and created me to be a ruler here on our planet, ruling and reigning in your image and your likeness. They have separated me from that, perverted it. They use it, Father, I've discovered, for their purposes. They have spiritually separated me from you and your purposes that you have for me. Father, they also bring to me spiritual death, separation, unfulfillment of the spiritual blessings that you desire for me to have. They have separated me from your everlasting covenant. While I am walled up, hidden behind, cowering in fear of you, they protect me while I hide in the deepest fortresses of their walled strongholds. Father, they have brought death, separation from you, in every way, every shape, every likeness. From my image, my words, my deeds, my desires. And upon my earthly death, Father, I have discovered I'll still be separated from you and go down into that darkness of fire, smoke, of hell, Tartarus and Hades, to the underground, to be tortured by Satan and his demons. But Father, I know you're helping me. You're helping me to believe in you and that you are life and not death. You are freedom and not oppression. You are truth and not lies. You are righteousness and not perversion. And that you desire for me and my family to have a spiritually abundant spiritual life with you in agape love, in joy and peace, in your kingdom of heaven through your wonderful Holy Spirit, that you desire for us to fulfill what you spoke over us in Genesis 1:26-28. You called us to be royal priests unto you, lawgivers and judges, righteous ones, kings, majesty. Thank you, Father, that you have been teaching me who I'm really to be, and you are beginning to help me to be free to step into that as a new creature, spiritually born again of a sacrifice on a cross, your Son. You brought me through the blood. You are now resurrecting me as these little ones, as a new creature, never been created before, free of Satan and his strong men and his strong holds. Father, please free me and this family for 10,000 generations to come, that causes us to believe spiritual error, lies, distortion, to be living in darkness and confusion, and thus from that, Father, to be spiritually deceived and believe lies as truth, perversion as normal, to live in hate and revenge instead of love, joy, and peace. And that through those lies, Father, our spiritual heart and mind and soul live in this spiritual darkness, this ignorance, and our spiritual understanding have been wicked and evil. Father, free us from this, these strong men of error, lies, and perversion that provide us and develop in us a retrobate mind, one filled with perversions and lust, evil and wickedness, that has evil thoughts, doesn't love anything but ourselves. And thus we work all spiritual perverseness and wickedness in your eyes. Please forgive us, for we knew not what we were doing. We were as is the image and likeness of our father, Satan. We were his children, and yet we're beginning to learn that you desire us to die to that father, that only through death can come new life. So help us to die to the old image and likeness and everything of that, to every strong man and stronghold, and be birthed anew, a new creature, baby, innocent, pure, and righteous in your eyes. Thank you, Father, for doing so much for me and for 10,000 generations of this family to come. Wow, that's asking a lot of God, but it's not that hard for him. It's already his desires. He tells that to us in Isaiah 61 and 62 of the King James Bible. He already tells us that he's here for us, and he loves us so much. Let's go on with a few more prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, spiritually free me and this family from the spiritual past, our spiritual ancestors and culture and traditions that we don't know anything about, words and curses and vows, oaths taken that come against us and hold us in bondage. Spiritually close the spiritual doors to our spiritual past and throw away the keys. Father, if we were sexually abused as a child, throw that away. Throw those memories, identity, into the sea of forgetfulness. Close it up to us that we never again talk like, act like, that is who we still are. Birth us anew as a child who's never been abused, and help our souls to transform its thinking into a new creature that's never been abused. Father, lock those doors to the past so I cannot ever open them up again. Help me to speak only of who I am now and the future. But help me to tell my story of who I was and how, through death, I became new. Spiritually break off of me and this family all wanting to go back to the past, to live in memories, to remember, and not offer any future and hope, and to even be able to show a future to others through words and deeds, images and thoughts. Father, help me to not want to go back to the old life, the old me, the old thoughts and ideas and concepts. Help me, Father, to desire a new me, a new future. Help me to change my words. Help me to understand that only new life, healing, can come from death. Help me, Father, to live in the now and the future that already is. You told us, Father, I learned that you were the beginning and you are the end. What has already happened is already now. I'm a new creature now when I believe in you and your Son. And when I'm born again, the old is gone, passed away. Help me to not live in the past, not to really look back over those years. Help me to be a voice for the future, to give hope and newness of birth to others. Help me, Father, when triggers come, words come, people come from the past. Help me not to agree with people that want to keep looking back. Father, help me to look forward, to have hope, to have a vision of the future, and to give that vision so others may see it and walk in it and live in it. Father, help me to set aside my culture and traditions and my ancient history, and to look at the history of the kingdom of heaven, that family. Help me to choose to come out of the ways of the world and understand the world through your eyes and your mind. Father, continue. When I am born again, help me to not allow all the spiritual wounds and hurts and pains, rejections and losses, abuses, the guilt, memories, feelings of anger and bitterness, desiring revenge, and that the fear of the old life to come and spiritually control me and my thoughts again. Help me. I'm going to need you. They're going to come back. I know that. But keep showing me, telling me that is not me. That one died. Show me who I am now. Show me. Help me develop as a new creature in Christ. And I want to end right here. Prayers sometimes are slow. Sometimes they're quick. When we're working with God and we have a lot of issues, we're trying to cover all areas. I learned how to do deliverance work and pray to God, petition him as a royal priest for you. He showed me that when the priest goes into the Holy of Holies and petitions him for help, we need to be detailed. You want to see what that looks like? Go watch the movie, David and Bathsheba, with Gregory Peck and Susan Hayward. Near the end of the movie, Israel was in a famine. David had done adultery and was a murderer. He took Bathsheba, another's wife, had a child, and killed her husband. Not a nice thing for a king to do. The adult David was a murderer, adulterer. And Israel, the nation that he was to govern and lead as a king, was suffering. Bathsheba was to die. The baby was to die. But not King David. So King David went into the tent of meeting with God, where he really wasn't supposed to go, only the priest. But he went into the Holy of Holies. You'll see that near the end of the movie. And Gregory Peck, as King David, gets down on his knees, starts talking to God in the Ark of the Covenant. Talks about that he had become a horrible being. And the country, the nation, he was anointed to protect and lead and be a shepherd of, was now suffering because of him. Leaders don't realize that. Mm-hmm. You can be anointed by God, but if you pervert it, I just went through that with in a nation. I went through the anointing service of God anointing people, even guards, children and grandchildren to come. It's a powerful ceremony. Yes, you can get anointed, start off right by God. Or you can get anointed by Satan himself to work in his kingdom. In this movie with Gregory Peck, he's on his knees before the altar, before the Ark of the Covenant, pouring out his heart about how evil and wicked he had become. And he asked a petition of the Father, the God in the covenant, that he would die who he was, the man, and that the child would live again, who loved him when he was a shepherd out in the field and knew his voice and was innocent. A death had to occur. David knew that. The old him that had become evil and wicked had to die, and a child had to be born again. So his petition was for that. And he leaned forward and put his hands on the Ark of the Covenant. David knew he would either be killed by the ark, the power in it for his unrighteousness, or he would live. He reached forward and lightning came. And God killed the adult David. Forgave it. And restored unto David the young child's heart that he had when he was little. And rain came. God poured out his blessings on that land. What you do as a leader affects the land, the nature. And if you're a righteous leader, the enemy will rise up in the weather. Maybe through a hurricane, earthquake, fires. Everybody will be against you. I'm working right now with a new leader of a nation, telling them, listen to God. And when the attacks come, you know you're right. Do what he tells you to do. Stand. So here this person is saying, I recognize now I have an enemy, and he has enslaved me in many ways, and my family, and I need freedom. If that's you today, and you're starting to realize you're a captive of a king, you are trapped behind defensed walls, and there's strong men all around you, and you are held captive in dungeons, you cannot be free. That's right. You need help. If you become like David, an adulterer and a murderer, and your family, your business, your nation is suffering because of you, people are dying because of you, then you're not a righteous leader anymore. Something has to die. So King David was showing us in that movie, he knew he had to die. And a child had to be born again in him that loved God. Many of us start off as children, loving God. And we get way off like King David. So here in these prayers, this person was saying, not only me, but my family. Help us for 10,000 generations. We've got a mess. We need a new birth. So if that's you, you too can have the old you, the old adulterer, wicked person like King David, die, and a new you born again, a new precious little one of the light, brand new, never been abused, never lived in a family on earth. Earth is not your home. Heaven is your home. The King of Heaven is your Father. That's your home. That's where I live. I am sort of an alien. I am a sent one to this planet. My dirt's from this planet. That's just my clothes, but it's not me. I'm here to advance the kingdom of heaven, set prisoners free in this kingdom of darkness on this planet. And we see it every single day. So you be encouraged. There is hope for you if you want it. He's here right now. Dear Heavenly Father, all those who want these prayers to be applied to their life, help them. Birth them anew as a child of the light. Bring death to their old man, like you did King David. And birth a new child, the old abused, sexually abused one. Let them die. Throw their sins, their old them, into the sea of forgetfulness. And let them come forth. And then learn how to help other people to let the past and who they were die. Help them, Father, not to live in the past, to look backwards, but look to the future. Help them to know what the future is. Reveal to them, show them the future, for it's a good one. And each day, every breath is a step into the future. Every second that goes by, the past is gone. You're in the present, and the next second is the future. Help us to always be moving to the future, looking, forgetting the past, and going forward with you as our Father and Mother through agape love, the greatest gift. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Okay, I'll see you again on the next part of the Spiritual Multitudes, volume number 3, Agape Love, the Greatest Gift. Bye.